Greg's favorite Sunday night spot was Garden Square. French-style cafes were tucked underneath the Renaissance buildings surrounding the square, and a big projector screen advertised the plays hosted in the corner theater. He loved walking around and admiring people as they sipped their coffee and indulged in dessert. It didn't hurt that some of the female patrons could pass for models. Too bad that Greg was intimidated to approach them with their friends. Tonight was different from most nights. Greg spotted a woman sitting by herself. Her black hair was shoulder length, and she wore just the right amount of makeup to reveal that she cared about being presentable without seeming desperate for attention. He walked past her and continued his stride, but she remained in his mind. He wanted to go back but thought he'd look foolish. She must be waiting for her husband, he thought. No, that can't be it. She's already having dessert. Greg inhaled a deep breath and affirmed that nothing bad would happen if he spoke to her. He walked back and looked at her, then waited for her to finish the cake before he walked up. Hi. Hope I'm not disturbing, he said. She looked up. Not at all. Hi. He smiled. I couldn't pass up on this opportunity to tell you that you look absolutely stunning. She reclined and smiled. Oh, thank you very much. That's nice of you. My pleasure. May I join you? Unless you're waiting for someone. No, please, she pointed at the chair. He sat and extended his hand. I'm Greg. Natalie. Pleasure to meet you. This is a nice place. I love it here. Been a regular for years. I'm surprised such a beautiful lady like you is here all by herself. He was fishing for her relationship status. My friends are at home with their husbands and children, she shrugged and then added. And here I am. Greg needed to know more. Your boyfriend decided not to join you. No boyfriend. I'm divorced, no children. He nodded, pleased with the answer. You? She asked. Single, no children. My work keeps me busy. What do you do? Software engineering for high-tech. Oh, right. I heard about them. They just recently opened up an office here in Cape Town. Yes, that's right. I'm impressed you know about them. Well, they are a global company. That they are. I'm enjoying it, but I'd love to eventually get a transfer to their Californian office. Nice. Looks like you've got your future all sorted. I hope so, he chuckled. What about you? What line of work are you in? Medical supplies. I'm a regional manager for Southern Africa and Asia. Impressive. So you travel quite a bit. I do, and I love it. Best part of the job. Greg and Natalie got lost in the conversation, not realizing that 2 hours had passed and the other patrons had left. The manager approached them and politely told them that the kitchen was closed. They got the hint, and Natalie paid her bill. He walked her to her car and told her that he wanted to see her again. She had enjoyed the chat and wanted to know more about him. Natalie was particularly curious if he would bang her good. Her divorce had finalized 9 months earlier and she hadn't tasted dick since. She had nothing to lose. It's not like she would take him seriously. The following night, they met at the same restaurant but this time earlier because Greg wanted to ensure they wouldn't be chased away before he got her horny. An hour into the date, things were going well and Greg was impressed with his seduction skills. He actually didn't really have any. Natalie thought he was interesting, but her incessant smile was attributed to meeting a decent guy during a dry spell with whom she could picture having sex. 2.5 hours later, Greg picked up the bill, even though Natalie offered to pay. He walked her to her car, and she asked him if he wanted to grab a drink at her place. Hell yeah, he wanted to, but he played it cool and smiled and nodded slowly like her suggestion was no big deal. They sat in her lounge, smiling at each other while holding wine glasses. I wish he would just make a move already. I was wet before the date. It doesn't get any easier for him than this, she thought. Natalie looked down as she held a glass to her lips. Greg noticed disappointment seep into her eyes. He felt the urgency to make a move before she said something devastating like, "It's late. I've got a long day tomorrow." Greg grabbed her glass and pulled it away from Natalie, her eyes following it. He pressed his hand on her cheek and turned her face towards him. She looked him in his eyes, then his lips. He pressed his lips against hers and then stuck his tongue into her mouth. She closed her eyes, and their tongues slithered against each other. Greg put his hand on her thigh, sliding it up to her groin. He rubbed her pussy over her pants, and she opened her legs, feeling more moist. Greg lowered his lips to her neck, and she raised her chin. He unbuttoned her blouse and spread it open. Natalie wore a B-cup bra, which Greg unclipped and slipped off her shoulders. He rattled his tongue on her nipple and cupped her other tit with his hand. His lips engulfed her nipple and moistened it. Greg's combination of licking and sucking made her hornier. She reached for his dick and squeezed it. He turned slightly away from her so that she could grab it properly. Natalie couldn't take it anymore. He was driving her crazy. She quickly got to her knees in front of the couch and unzipped his jeans as he reclined. She aggressively pulled down his jocks and wrapped her lips around his dick. Her head bobbed down on his dick, and he put his hand on the top of her head. She moistened his dick with her tongue, then slurped the saliva. Something about it made it kinky for Greg. He felt she enjoyed sucking his dick, and he loved it. She lowered her lips to his balls, pressing them against one ball and then sucking it into her mouth. Greg felt that she wanted to go lower, so he slouched on the couch and lifted his legs. Natalie stared at his anus, then neared her mouth to it. She stuck out her tongue, only millimeters away from his hole. Her tongue circled his anus and she kept stroking his dick. Greg pressed down on her head, and her tongue went into his ass. He closed his eyes and murmured. His first rimming was better than he imagined it. Natalie knew how to use her tongue, and she wasn't afraid to stick it in deep. After licking his anus for a few minutes, Natalie got onto the couch on her hands and knees. Greg stood behind her, licked his fingers, and then swiped them on her pussy. He slipped his dick into her pussy, feeling her moisture. His dick got harder in her tight pussy. He couldn't believe she was that tight, especially since she had been married. Greg joked to himself that she got divorced because her husband hadn't banged her. He grabbed her shoulders and thrust. Natalie groaned, finally feeling a dick inside her after so long. She loved that Greg was really hard. Her groans progressed to screams as he sped up the penetration. "Spank me," she said. Greg smacked her voluptuous ass, and it wobbled. He smacked it again, then clenched his teeth and frowned. Her black hair flowing down her back and tanned skin turned him on so much. He wanted to spray her with his cum and cover her entire body with it. She looked so damn good, even better from behind. Natalie's round ass and full figure made her extremely attractive to Greg. He couldn't get enough of her. The more he banged her, the harder he wanted to give it to her. He couldn't stop looking at her ass, and he wanted more of it. "Oh, God. I love banging this ass," he said and then smacked it again. Greg ran his hands up her back and then squeezed her shoulders. He exhaled an audible breath, releasing some of the lust from his body. His heart was pounding against his chest, and sweat had formed on his forehead. "Don't stop. Give it to me, she said. Greg grabbed her waist and resumed the penetration. He admired Natalie's body and loved hearing her scream. He thought she was amazing, and he didn't want to stop touching her. Abruptly, Greg shot out a load. He groaned as he filled up Natalie's pussy with his cum. He couldn't believe how much poured out. His eyelids dipped as he smiled, feeling more relieved than ever before while he emptied his balls. When Greg got dressed, Natalie asked him to spend the night. He didn't want to leave anyway, but he didn't want to seem needy. Her proposition made it easy for him. They cuddled in bed, and Greg admired her when she fell asleep. She looked peaceful and so beautiful. He couldn't stop staring at her. The following week, she visited his place. They had sex in his bed, in the shower, and on the couch. They couldn't get enough of each other. After seeing each other for a few weeks, their visits became more regular. Natalie didn't want to leave his place, and when they were apart, she couldn't wait to see him again. One night in his bed during cuddling, she said, "I thought about you this week so much. Wanted to call you every day. Why didn't you? It felt like I did." Greg didn't understand what she meant. A few weeks later, Natalie had to go to Sri Lanka to meet clients. Before leaving, she confirmed to Greg that she would see him the first Sunday that she returned. She was away for 2 weeks and hadn't called him once. He wanted to call her, but he didn't want to disturb her. He figured she would call him when she had time. Apparently, she didn't have time for him. When she returned, she sent him a text to say she can't make it on Sunday. Greg slumped onto his couch and sighed. He didn't understand why the sudden change in her behavior. He figured she met someone on her trip. That must have been it. What else could it be? The different possible reasons for her change of heart swirled around Greg's head for the next few days. He had to know the real reason, but he didn't know how to ask her. Greg went out with his friend Shane to take his mind off Natalie, but Shane saw his buddy's anguish on his face and then inquired about it. "She feels strongly about you but isn't sure how you feel about her," said Shane. "You think?" "Yes. It's obvious that she likes you. She went cold turkey because you're keeping her guessing about your feelings. But that's how I feel about her." Shane raised his eyebrows. "See? If you feel that way, she definitely feels the same. Tell her." Greg smiled, feeling that everything would be resolved once he professed his feelings. He called Natalie the following day and told her he had something important to tell her. She also had something to tell him, so they agreed to meet. At the restaurant, Greg said, "I've been thinking a lot about what happened recently, and I need to tell you something." "Okay." "Natalie, you're amazing. I love spending time with you, and I can't get enough of you. I want to be your boyfriend." Her eyes lowered to the table, and she looked exasperated. "My job comes first. I have more traveling coming up, so I'll have even less time for you. That's not fair to you, and it's not fair to me that I should try so hard to see you when I've got a lot on my plate." Greg looked down and nodded. He felt like the rug had been pulled under his feet. He also felt stupid for thinking that her withdrawal was because he didn't express his feelings. She just wasn't interested in him, and it pained him to admit it to himself. 5 years later, Greg walked around Garden Square. He smiled as he spotted Natalie at the cafe where they had met. Some things never change. He approached her and smiled. "Hey, you." She looked up and smiled. "Hi. How are you?" "Good. How you been holding up?" Natalie smiled, her lips compressed. Greg noticed she tried to hide her misery, but her weight gain revealed that something bothered her. Perhaps it was that she was 40 years old and still alone. "What brings you by?" asked Natalie. "I'm in the country for a few weeks, so I thought I'd come to my favorite spot." "Oh, you're not living in South Africa anymore?"
"I left 4 years ago. Got a transfer to the States. Funny thing is that even though I wanted to be at the Californian office, they need me to travel to their different offices around the world and help out."
Natalie smiled and nodded. "Good for you. Seems like it all worked out for you."
He smiled, feeling satisfied with his life. "How about you? How you been keeping?"
"Okay." Greg saw right through her lie. He knew she was miserable and it had been a while since she had Dick.
"Can I join you?" he asked. After speaking for an hour, Greg took her to his place. He banged her harder than before, even though she had gained a considerable amount of weight. She still somehow managed to keep her ass in incredible shape, and her rimming skills hadn't deteriorated. So he was satisfied. During the cuddling, Natalie said, "Remember our last chat? The one when you told me that your job was more important than me?" She snorted a laugh and then broke eye contact.
"Yes, that one.
Like it was yesterday. I wasn't completely honest with you." She paused briefly. "The truth is that I had trust and commitment issues after my divorce. My ex-husband had an affair, and that hurt me badly. I didn't want to risk being hurt again, and I saw that we were heading for a relationship."
"You thought I would hurt you?"
"I'm not saying that. It's just that I didn't want to take that chance. I made a mistake. It was stupid of me to have done that."
"Why are you bringing this up now?" he asked.
"I'm afraid of dying alone."
Once again, she's making it about herself, thought Greg. First, it was about protecting herself, and now, it's about securing herself. "Instead of saying you don't want to die alone, how about telling me that you can't imagine life without me?"
Greg didn't bother asking her that. He waited for her to continue.
"So what do you think? Can we give it another shot?" she asked.
"I'd like to, but it wouldn't be fair to you and definitely not to me. I've got so much traveling to do, and my job is the most important thing."